bringing you the latest on all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. Hobbo, Frank, and Terry Gates in studio. And we do want to thank Norman Nolan for joining us by phone from his home out in California now. So he'll be flying cross-country to come to the ACC tournament in Washington in a few weeks. But good to hear from Norman. What a class guy and heck of a player.
Last time I saw Storm and Norman was Madison Square Garden, and he was working up there somewhere.
Well,
so that caught me a little off guard, but we wish him well. What a great guy.
He had skills in the low post, great rebounder, as we discussed, just a really terrific player in college, and obviously played for 15 years professionally in various locations around the world. But anyway, right now, speaking of terrific players, we have the LeClaire Ryan play, although we're going to make it the player of the game, and Frank has that right now.
All right, we're going to go with Malcolm Brogdon, because what a week he had. Tour de force performance against Pitt, truly played like an All-American. He was 6 of 9 from the field, 3 of 5 from three-point land, 6 of 6 free throws, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 4 assists, all of that in 31 minutes. And in the game, in the win over Boston College at home, Malcolm was 7 of 10 from the field, 8 of 8 free throws, 5 of 5 from three-point, 6 rebounds, 27 total points. So in the two games, 27 and 21, Terry, that's 48, right?
Yeah, divided by 2 is 24.
Yeah, that's pretty good work.
And as a consequence, he was named today as last week's ACC Player of the Week.
And it's about time the writers that vote on that, which it's a small select crew, they finally got the message that, by the way, UVA has won a bunch of games in a row. I believe 6.
In the conference, right.
Six
We've
in
gone
the conference.
From 2-3 to 8-3 in the ACC.
8-3, and now Virginia being number 7 in the polls is now the front runner in the ACC in the polls.
The highest ranked team in the ACC, although earlier we got as high as 4th earlier in the season.
And Hobbo, what else can you say about this team?
Well, let's do this. 345-0910. If anybody wants to call in, we're going to probably be chatting basketball here in the second half hour. And we got Terry Gates, Frank, and yours truly. If you want to call in with a comment or question, feel free to do that. But let's talk about the Hokies. Big game for the Hoos tomorrow night. I wouldn't say revenge, but certainly that
payback.
That loss down in Blacksburg still stings a little bit.
It has to sting, but it was. Tech deserved to win that game. They came with a lot more emotion. They were active. They were, took some shots, made some shots, and you can't dig yourself a hole and expect yourself to bear it out all the time. And
well, the one guy that presents matchup problems, not only for Virginia but other teams, is the big guy, Zach Ledee.
Right.
In that game in Blacksburg, and particularly in the second half, I think he made 2 or 3 3-point baskets from the perimeter. And he's being guarded by one of our big guys, and big guys are not used to going out and guarding people on the perimeter.
Not so sure that was in his game. It is now because he's doing it a lot now, and he's one of the reasons they've done well this year. But he was open and he took advantage of people not guarding him or not expecting him to shoot that shot. And I think that's what. I don't think they wait to the shot clock to go down.
No, they got some and of course with Justin Bibbs and Seth Allen, they've got some weapons on the perimeter. And my thinking once in a while, if there's a potential weakness to the pack line defense, it's sometimes getting back out and getting a hand in the face of those guys shooting perimeter jump shots.
Tony calls that the closeout.
The closeout. Well, at least in Blacksburg, we didn't close out very well. Now, in the last few games, I think we've been doing a better job of that.
You've got to close out, or just a good shooter, you just cannot let them sit there for 5-10 seconds and they catch the ball cleanly and shoot it. You've got to move them a little bit.
And the other thing that frustrates me is I want to see somebody take Seth Allen's left hand away from him. He's left-handed. He wants to go left. In my day, probably because I was slow, I had to cheat a little bit, to the strong hand and try to force the guy to go the other way. But admittedly, he's very quick and a heck of a basketball player.
Well,
it's interesting, though. Tech caught a lot of teams, I think, by surprise with their energy and their new lineup. But in the last 2 weeks, things have fallen out. I mean, they barely hung on to beat Clemson after losing, what, five in a row?
Well, yeah, but Clemson's a pretty good basketball team. You know, the and, of course, what, they lost a couple of close games.
Syracuse,
where they really had a chance to win. The two games that they got beat pretty soundly were at Duke and at Pitt. But otherwise, they've had a whole bunch of close games, some of which they've won, some they have lost, obviously.
I think there's one of the things that will happen tomorrow night in Charlottesville at 8 o'clock. I think there'll be more energy at JPJ. I think when the Wahoos went down to play Tech down there in Blacksburg way back when, there was only about 5,500 fans in
the... Well, it was a semester break. A lot of the students were not there.
And
there was
Monday at 9 p.m.
There was very little energy. There was just no energy in the building. And
well, there was no energy on the Virginia half of the court either.
Well, they made a lot of turnovers. Virginia made some careless turnovers that were, I would call, more the unforced variety. I don't think we've seen any of that in the last two or three weeks from Virginia. And now Virginia is moving the ball beautifully, much like they did against when they beat Notre Dame at home.
Well, Terry can speak to this. That was the first ACC road game of the year. Virginia, excuse me, had played Notre Dame and beat them at home, and then the game two in the ACC was at Tech. And I just didn't think they had the focus necessary to play on the road. You know, if you're playing anybody on the road in the ACC, you got to come ready to go.
And if you're the favored team, and you don't come to play, you're not favored after 4 minutes because you're in a hole. You've dug yourself a hole.
That better than anybody. I mean, Virginia has become – they've gone from the hunter to the hunted.
Right.
So all of a sudden you're coming into town with that. In the case when they went to Blacksburg, they were ranked fourth in the country. So all of a sudden, you know, that's the biggest game on the schedule for a lot of these teams, particularly for Virginia Tech. That's a rivalry game. So they clearly were up for the Hoos.
And Virginia doesn't scare you with height, you know, if Toby's not playing. It's not a terribly tall team. So – yeah, they're a pain in you-know-what to play because they play defense when they're playing. It's not a fun game. But if you can get up on them, and you can make things tough because, their offense at times is going to be missing in action or it's going to have stretches.
If you get behind Virginia, you're in trouble. But if you get ahead of them, you know, Virginia's not the kind of team that's going to come from 15 down as readily as some teams, in part because they don't put a whole lot of pressure from a defensive standpoint.
Well, let's put the brakes on that nonsense. First off, Virginia's not going to be 15 down to anybody. They might be 5-7 down. Now, here's let's look at this thing accurately.
They were close to being down 15 at Georgia Tech, I think, at one time.
No, fiddle. What's happening with this team now is better ball control. This team plays very well when they don't force the issue. They just move the ball from side to side. They work the low post when it's there. When it's not there, they drive. And if the other team sloughs off, Brogdon has got his confidence with his jumper. Now Evan Nolte has been hitting some outside shots. Devin Hall can hit a few outside shots. But bigger still, Mariel Shayok is feeling it again.
They're getting contributions from different people. But the interesting thing about Virginia, especially with Tony Bennett team, it's defense first.
Yep.
And it seems like now that the defensive execution has gotten better, the execution on the offensive side of the court
has
gotten
returned.
Better, too.
Well, it's returned. Yeah, it's funny. The first two-thirds the first half of the season, Virginia's offense was excellent, with the exception of the GW game.
Well, they were relying on the offense. You know, they got into a sense where they were almost trying to outscore people.
I agree.
Which is not their mode of operation.
Which is kind of like North Carolina. Where North Carolina has gotten in trouble lately is when that outside shot isn't falling, and they forget to pass the ball inside to Bryce Johnson and Kennedy Meeks, and who's the other? Jay James, right? It's James. When they force that ball inside, teams have a hard time matching up with those beasts. The problem is when Paige and Barry and those other guys aren't hitting from outside, Carolina looks really, really shaky, and they looked shaky against Notre Dame. And who'd they lose to before that?
Louisville.
We're going to work on that, Hobo.
Yeah,
Louisville. It's 2.5 syllables for guys.
Louisville.
And the other thing is, Carolina, which is everybody's target in the conference right now, they had been taking care of the ball after the early season snafus, but then lately Carolina has not taken care of the ball and they've committed a lot of cheap fouls. Notre Dame went to the foul line for almost the entire second half, got a lot of freebies and didn't have to beat Carolina's half-court defense.
Well, the interesting thing with the Carolina losses last week, Virginia now controls their own destiny going forward. Because, you know, it's optimistic to think Virginia's going to win out. But if they do, they can finish no worse than a tie for first, and they would have the top seed in the ACC tournament.
That's correct.
I think they better worry about 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
That's true.
Actually, they would win. They would
win out?
They would. Ooh, okay. They could.
Well, I mean, potentially.
Terry, team have you been watching, dude?
I mean, where they're playing now. Now, you got to do that every night.
All right, let's
you got to show up and play.
Let's look at the last few games, Terry and Hobbo. Virginia beat Clemson by 7. Then they beat Syracuse by 8. They squeaked one out at Winston-Salem with Devin Hall's bomb by 1. Then they beat Louisville by 16, Boston College by 14, and Virginia Tech, Pitt by 14. And I predict a double-digit win tomorrow night at JPJ.
Well, to be honest, I didn't think they played that well in beating Clemson and Syracuse. You know, they allowed those teams to hang with them, and particularly against Syracuse, I think, you know, they made some big baskets in the last 4 or 5 minutes to win the game.
I will admit that they played very well against Pitt. They played very well in
Louisville. Yep.
But, you know, Boston College, have they won yet in the league?
No.
But Virginia controlled them the whole game.
Okay. Well, they should control them the whole game.
Well, that's all you need to do.
If you're last in a 15-team league, that should have been.
Well, against BC, I didn't think Virginia played well in the first half. They did come out in the second half, and they took control of the game. I think Virginia, to some extent, is one of those teams that may play to the level of the competition. I think when they are playing somebody, particularly on the road, and they know they're going to have to be focused, they are focused. Sometimes I think they don't have quite the same intensity.
Yeah, but I think that's been changing.
And they're not good enough to do that.
I think that's been changing, though.
Well, I think so.
I mean, come on, guys.
I've been thinking that their offense, when they play well, it drags the defense to another level. I mean, I think there's been some pressure on the way they – I mean, there's been some games where the ball is just dribble, dribble, dribble. The last 4 minutes of the Pitt game, that ball never went inside.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just dribbled, dribbled, dribbled. The shot clock's running down. Let's run. Let's get some shot off. But when they move the ball and people are moving and the ball goes into the post, be it Toby, be it Gill, be it, you know, anyone else inside, it just looks better. They get better shots. You move the defense. But there are times where that offense is very pedestrian.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's been the norm. There have been moments like that. All right, we're going to jump to our last break of the show. Come back on the other side. We're going to touch on the Olympic sports, and then we're going to preview the upcoming ACC schedule for the entire conference. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.